Hi, STP. It's 18 minutes before 8 at DC 101 with the Grease Man. I tell you what I kind of miss. I kind of miss my snowmobile. Back in the days when I was living out in Montana, on a day like today, I'd put on a black leather outfit, black leather gloves, and a black leather face mask and climb on a black supercharged snowmobile, and I'd head out to the fields. Because out in Montana, people backpack in this kind of weather. You know, all those outward bound schlamozzles. Yes, let's go survive in the woods. I mean, you got a perfectly good home with heat and a fireplace and good booze and good food and an antenna radar range and a hot tub and a whole schmear. And you got to pack a knapsack and eat Spam sandwiches out in a snowstorm. Yes. There are people that get a real kick out of that. That's why I'd go out in my snowmobile, because I get a real kick out of running them over. Yeah, I'd be out there just tearing through the woods, scaring the deer, fouling the environment with my exhaust fume. I'd keep the thing wide open, and then in the distance, I'd see a plume of smoke, and I'd know full well it was a bunch of campers. I'd gun that engine. And I'd get them on top of the hill, and I'd look down at their tent, and I'd hear them in there strumming a guitar, singing, Wohila. Wohila means light. I'd say, yeah, Wohila means light, all right. And I'd head straight for their tent, and then I'd open it wide at the last second. As I went running right into their stinking canvas. Yeah! One time I had one wedged underneath my snowmobile. I dragged him through the snow for 100 yards, leading a bloody trail behind me. I had to back it up in reverse to back off him as I screamed away. The next day the papers read, snowmobile murderer strikes again. But still it didn't stop the campers. All the state parks were filled with them. Anytime there was weather like this, anytime there was snow, it seemed to make people more eager to camp, more eager to get out there and challenge the elements. And anytime it snowed like this, I'd be out in the garage, pulling on my black leather outfit and climbing on my snowmobile. Bloom, bloody, 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 bloom, bloody, 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 bloody. And I'd be back out in the snow, heading for the nearest tent at full speed. But finally, the police. The police outwitted me in the end. You see, they couldn't catch me because of there were so many snowmobiles out there. You couldn't stop everybody on a snowmobile and check the bottom for blood. I thought I had a foolproof way. I thought I'd be murdering people for months, for years. But there was one bright cop who found out the answer. They put up decoy tents all around. As I came over the ridge, heading for that last tent, I didn't suspect what they had done. There I was, going full speed ahead. I mean, I could hear that camshaft a-cranking. I didn't realize it was a decoy tent, and inside the tent was a stack of bricks. Oh, no!
Soon the best will